This is our SBNB Update, episode 36, recorded Thursday, February 23rd, 2006. Yeah, all right. Everybody here. We're here with Pika today. Just Pika this week because we weren't able to find anyone else. But oh well, the show must go on, as we always know.
Can't find anybody else to replace me?
No, we're not trying to replace you.
Good.
So, but we did do a little RSBNB update yesterday, episode 36A, with Brad and Chrisala. That is now posted on the forums. So, there we go with that. Pretty good, I think. It was basically going in depth on the Chaos Elemental in the wilderness.
Yes.
Yeah. So, shall we get started then with this week's RuneScape updates?
Yes.
Okay, you want to read the first one for us?
Arrival of the Chaos Elemental in the wilderness.
Oh, wow.
It can unequip you.
Mm-hmm.
It has a large killing zone. Clans love this.
Yeah.
Oops, there's supposed to be a comma there.
No, that's actually supposed to be a heart.
Let me rephrase this. It has a large killing zone. Pause. Clans love this.
Yes, they most certainly do.
Perfect.
Drops dragon two hands and possibly chains.
I'm supposed to read this, Shane. Drops a dragon two-handled sword and possibly chains. The Kalphite Queen now drops two-hand swords. Dragon, that is.
Yes, of course.
And for more information on this, please listen to episode 36A.
Which was recorded yesterday and you can access on the forums.
I'm sure everyone knows that now.
Yeah. Basically, this thing is at level 305. This really...
Wait, what
famous
level?
It's level 305.
That's it?
Well, yeah, but it's easy to kill if you have a group of people, but it hits really hard with magic, so...
Ooh.
You kind of need magic prayer and lots of people, and plus you also have the clan factor and the unequipping factor, so that makes it kind of hard.
So you want a lot of people wearing dragonhide armor, I presume.
Yeah, and magic prayer.
Yeah.
Doing this, you probably can kill it really quick, but then you have to worry about the clans. Saw a picture of a really famous person there, died. I mentioned this yesterday on the show. Died and lost a whip, so I don't think it would mean anything to him, though, so... That was just something on that. I think this will be a good update to go to once it actually calms down, but...
As far as killing it, is there any certain way you should, like ranging or magic?
You'd probably want to use ranged.
Okay.
So, range it. Or melee it. I don't know that it really matters. Probably ranging because it's magic-based.
Okay.
So you want to try that. But
okay.
Reported yesterday on the episode 36A, It's very hard to even get to without getting killed, so you might want to wait a while. As said, just listen to 36A if you want more info, because we went in depth on that and we covered the clan aspect, the economy aspect, the update itself, and a few other tiny little things relating to it, so that was really in depth on that. But anyways, next piece of update, new Slayer monster, the Killer Watts. You need insulated boots to fight them. Level 37 Slayer required. It's kind of like you need insulated boots when you're carrying a Pikachu around.
Yes.
Does anybody have to wear insulated boots with you?
Everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, you can buy those insulated boots then to kill the killer Watts and carry Pika around.
Kind of like an insulated boots kind of guy.
Yeah. You can buy your boots from the Slayer Monster.
Yes.
I mean from the Slayer Masters, your local Slayer Masters, wherever they may be.
Yes.
So.
Coming to a Slayer Master near you.
But the boots themselves are pretty bad.
Can you get them at Walmart?
No, there's no Walmart in RuneScape.
Yes, there is.
No. But, as I was saying, the boots are pretty bad. They only give plus one to a few defenses, so pretty bad compared to some other stuff that you could be wearing. So,
like leather boots.
Yes, okay.
Or purple boots.
Or green boots.
Or slave boots.
Exactly.
Or ranger boots.
There's lots of types of boots.
Or ranger boots. Or I said that. Or mage boots.
Yeah.
Or like gnome boots.
Right.
Or wizard boots.
Right.
The rainbow ones too.
Okay. I think it's time to be moving on.
Or rogue boots. Or armor boots.
Wow.
Or snakeskin boots. They're snakeskin boots, right?
Yeah, there's snakeskin boots.
Okay, so. And snakeskin boots.
I guess the point of this is there's lots of better boots that you could be wearing on RuneScape.
Boots.
Yes.
Boots,
yes.
A boot.
But they kind of hit lots, so you'll definitely want magic protection. But it's an okay monster for Slayer. If I had to choose between Berthope or Keep It, I'd say Keep It. So, yes.
New treasure trove with new rewards. I did some of these, and they're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? Did you document the clues and submit them?
Yeah. There's this one that's like, you gotta go to this place to be illuminated. And I thought that was kind of like a misleading clue, because, like, illuminated how? Anyway, so I thought it was Lighthouse. Turns out it is. So I go there. You gotta kill some guy at the Viking area market. I forgot what the place is called. Relica.
Right.
One of those really weird, whatever, crappy names. Anyways, you go there, you kill a market guard, and he gives you a key, and then you go back up to the second floor, search the drawers, and then you get a prize. It's pretty cool. But anyways, so far all I've got is, like, runes. And, like, an adamant warhammer.
Ah.
No, it was a battle axe.
So it was a level 2 clue, then?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. They added in, like, hero armor, trimmed and gold, and ranging dragonhide, some new magic stuff, and I heard something about glasses. I'm not entirely sure on that.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to go take a look at a recent, at a drop list in the recent updates, so I'll have to go take a look at that in a report later on it, so... But definitely, I think, a change that was needed, because the old ones were probably getting a bit dull, everybody knowing them and whatnot, so, yes. Well, speaking of that, I did a clue the night before, and I got 12 Mind Runes, Zamorak page, and a Guthix page. So those pages were actually pretty good.
Cool.
If anybody wants to buy one, just let me know.
I got pages, too, I need to sell.
Oh, yeah. So... If anybody wants to buy pages, then contact me or Pika.
Yes.
Okay. So there's your treasure trail rewards.
New graphics. This time we focused on the White Knight Castle, which is in Falador. And Falador itself. The Barbarian Village. And the Dark Wizard's Tower. And Draenor Manor. Ooh, spooky.
Have you seen some of the new graphics in these areas?
Yeah, I was in Falador and I thought I was like tripping or something, because it's like amazing. I was like, dude, I think I'm tweaking out. It's all white. But it's really cool.
It actually does look better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think that they're working to improve graphics, because the graphics, for the main part, like the colors and stuff, looked as they did in RuneScape Classic, which, as we remember, was all kind of monotone or something. So, so definitely they're working to improve those, which is good. So that's good. Oh, yes, in Draenor Manor, I was also there, because I had to go up to Professor Odenstein.
Oh, I didn't go there. Is it cool there?
Yeah, that's where you go to the killer watts, and they give you a warning if you're like if you have epilepsy, so you don't get a seizure before you go in, because there's lots of flashing light.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they give you a warning.
There's an actual warning?
Yeah, if you're if you have epilepsy.
If you have
epilepsy.
Epilepsy. Then there's many things in RuneScape you shouldn't see.
Yeah, like the killer watts, because there's lots of flashing lights. So.
Is it like a rave or something?
No.
Is there like some like cool techno music in the background?
No, there's moving thunderstorms. In there.
What? That's not rave worthy. They need to have like some like really cool music going, like some techno and like flashing colored lights and some beer. That'd be cool.
But the point is to have electricity, not a rave.
Oh,
so.
And ecstasy. They need ecstasy.
Right. Anyways, we were saying about Draenor Manor. If you go in there, chairs follow you around.
Crystal meth.
No, chairs follow you around.
They do?
Yeah,
no,
like
that's
they,
just because you're high from the crystal meth that you took for the rave.
No. They do that even when you enter.
Why?
So, I don't know. But they follow you around. Yeah, it's a ghost place or whatnot. So, anyways, go check these out. It looks a whole lot better. Next thing, mobile rotisserie has been added. Yummy. Now we can go camping. You need level 17 and to smith it with iron. Lets you roast like rabbits and stuff.
You need a fire with it?
I'd guess so.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Players will now be able to roast chompy birds and rabbits wherever they like with the new mobile spit.
Spit?
Yeah, spit.
You're going to spit in my food?
No. So that's that. Give that a try. You need level 17 smithing to smith it out of iron. Not that hard.
Spit you can take with you.
A spit.
About this camping.
Yes. I said camping. You can't actually go camping.
That reminds me of, like, this old Navy commercial where they're, like, old, like, dancing around. There's, like, this guy in a bear suit. And they're like, hey, guys, let's get campy. And they're, like, in a tent. It was really cool.
I see.
No. Old Navy's, like, really weird with their commercials.
Yeah, but it's better than, I can see that.
But it's better than Target commercials, because Target commercials, like, make no sense. You have to be, like, high to understand them.
Okay, then. Well, we'll trust what Pika says. And
new pies, high cookie needed. Only needs 95.
One needs 95, it says.
Oh. One needs 95. There will be the mud pie. Read the pie book to figure out about
these.
About two. Shane mistypes. It says about two.
Yeah, well, you need to... You get
about two. About two. You get words here, man.
You get this pie book from the Cooking Guild.
The Cooking Guild, yes.
And it shows you how to make these pies and stuff, so... I wasn't able to go get one, but...
Oh.
Because I don't have a...
Is that why you needed the hat?
Yeah, for some reason I killed all those imps and I don't keep any single chef hat.
Yeah, so like Shane comes up to me, it was like today or yesterday or something?
It was today.
Oh yeah, it's been a long day, I've done a lot. So anyways, Shane comes up to me and he's like, yo man, you got my cooking hat? And like, he was in like Varrock to begin with, so he could have walked his ass over to the little like shop over there and bought one for like,
I checked there. They don't stock them. That shop is player stocked.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's player stocked.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, player stocked. Anyways.
Okay, we need like a cooking hat for Shane Foundation going on.
I'm sure I'll be able to find one, so. Yeah, definitely go check those out then.
Okay.
Pious Pete. You have to light candles for him, and if you do, he'll reward you.
With what?
I don't know. It's a new random event.
You should carry around, like, a tinderbox with you, then.
No, I think it would be provided. So, yeah.
Why would he need you to light it if you had one to begin with?
Maybe it ran out or something.
That's like me going up to someone with a cigarette saying, hey, can you take my lighter and light this for me? I can't do it. Don't smoke it. It's bad.
Yeah, don't smoke. It's bad. So,
or else you turn out like Shane. I mean, what?
No.
That's why he's always coughing. Got that smoker cough going on.
No, thanks. Anyways, there's your RuneScape updates for this week. Quite a full week compared to last week.
For the Pious Pete thing, what is that? Is that like specific to any like thing like woodcutting or fishing or something?
Fire making.
Oh. So technically you would have a tinderbox with you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, okay, don't worry about it. On to questions now. You want to read this first one?
What do you think of Windows Vista so far? Is it worth getting or would it be better to stick with Windows XP? That's from Chief Snake. Well, Chief Snake, I don't know anything about Vista and I don't want to know anything about Vista. I'm going with Mac or XP.
All right, then. We haven't, Vista hasn't added all of their features into it yet, so...
As they left them out, so it'd be, like you released it earlier.
It hasn't been added in yet. From the betas that we've seen, not all the features are in place, so we really won't get an idea of what Vista is really going to be like until Beta 2 comes out, which is slated for April. So we'll have to wait until April to see if we really want to upgrade to Vista or not. But some of the things I'm seeing are looking good in it, but I don't know if I'd move to Vista right away, like go buy it when it comes out right away. I don't know if I'd do that. Because it would be very expensive to upgrade to it, especially when there's 8 versions to pick.
Yes.
There's going to be 8 versions of it, so I'll be sticking with XP for a while. Well, so Microsoft can make more money.
Yeah, so they'll confuse the hell out of you saying, oh, you want this version. Oh, wait, you bought the wrong version. Buy this one. No, 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 buy this one too. No. Actually, you have to buy all 8 versions for like $1,000 each, so your computer can do like half the stuff you want it to do.
Oh, yeah, but...
Oh, and then you need to buy all the extensions on there.
Yeah, we're not. Vista is, no.
You want it to start up? Oh, you need this. You want to shut it down? You need this.
You're just going to be sticking with XP for a while.
So. Oh, you want it to actually go on a hard drive? Here, you need this, too.
Ah, it's not going to get that extreme.
Yes, it will. It's Microsoft. What are you joking? Who are you kidding, Shane?
I don't know. I'm not sure what people want to be doing nowadays. Based on this tech news I have for later on. So, Chief Snake, okay. the best thing to do would be to wait until we see what exactly features it's going to have and to see whether or not it's going to have all these big security problems like Windows XP did. That's what we're going to wait to see. Anyways, next question.
Do you think that eventually the prices of quote-unquote non-discontinued items, not like the party hat, mask, or Santa hats, drop so low that everyone will be walking around in full Dragon and other things? The reason why I ask this is because I get on every day and the prices seem to continually drop and it makes me mad. In the good old days, Rune was considered a good accomplishment. Now I see level 35 pluses walking around in full Rune. In other words, do you think that full Dragon could eventually become 200k in a few years? That's from Sneak 1230.
Okay. 1, what do you think, Pika, on this?
In like a few years, I think it'll be like 200k like next week.
Oh, yeah. Most likely. Oops. That dragon two-hander's already dropping in price, so...
Yeah, you could actually... Did you hear that? That was
released
dragon armor.
This week.
That was actually dragon armor dropping in price right there.
Yeah, everything's dropping, so...
That's my soda can tower. I gotta throw them away.
Yeah, you better throw them away. So...
I've got, like...
Of course they'll drop, but the question
is... I have 12
soda
cans on my desk. That's crazy.
You need level 60 for dragon stuff, so the question is, will they come out with more dragon or more classes of armor? I don't know.
Wait, where are you reading that at?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, wasn't that the question before?
No, we're just talking about what'll happen.
No, we had a question like that before.
I think we might have, but...
Yeah, it was like a few weeks ago. Well, anyway, it's like, dragon will be like crap, because back in the day, when me and Shane and Mike were like homies back in the hood, you know? We were like newbies. Like, little newbies. Okay, like, a dragon square was like 7 mil. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
No, they were. I remember the first time I saw one, they were 8 million. Dragon meds were like 3 million. No. They were 2.5, I think.
Yeah.
And that was all the dragon armor there was.
Yeah.
There was none of that, like, plate leg crap, or chain crap, or scimitar crap, there were spears. Well, anyways, as I was saying, things are going to drop in price. I just saw a whip selling for 2.8 million last
night.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good news for me, because I might buy one soon.
No. They should stay about 4.
You wish.
So,
you just
yes.
To get ripped off.
They will continue to keep dropping, and eventually they will come out with something that will be worth as much as Dragon.
Yep.
So, thank you for that question, Sneak. 1230. Pika, you can read the next question.
Okay. Ooh, this is from that one guy. Anyway, I mean, what? All of those mini games that are in RuneScape
Of all the minigames.
Of all the minigames that are in RuneScape, which do you tend to visit the most? Why do you visit it? That's from PFK99s. Well, PFK99s, I think the treasure trail is like... Or the treasure clue...
The clue hunting thing.
Yes, treasure hunting would be the most like visited game for me because I do clues like almost every day.
Ah, okay. That's good.
Yes.
My most visited one would be the Tears of Guthix once a week.
Yes.
You get free experience in your lowest skill. I don't know. I think that's the only thing Guthix is good for.
Yes.
You agree?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, then. So I think that question is done.
I am currently working on my full dragon goal. Two pieces away, chain and shield, from the set, by doing borrows. So the guy's doing borrows to get money. Do you plan on working towards full dragon, and how would you go about earning it? And that's by who the ethereal. Ethereal.
Yes.
Ethereal. Something like that. I'm really bad at names today.
Okay.
I'm not going towards full dragon. It's too much money. But I would do is I would go out and merchant.
Ah, yes, that's a good idea.
Merchant, or I would I'd go out and buy like a Senna hat and maybe a mask or two and then sell it off in a month and get a few million.
Mm-hmm.
Then do it again.
Yeah.
And then again and again.
That's a good idea. I have a Santa hat. What would I do? I'm not working to get full dragon right now. But the question comes as to what I would do. I'd probably do Barrows or Merchant, like Dragon Bones or something.
Probably.
Yes.
I'd Merchant Big Bones because... Well, maybe...
Who knows? I don't know. I think Dragon Bones are good.
Maybe.
Pika has a mask set and Santa hat, which he doesn't want to sell.
No, I don't. I do not have those items.
Okay, then. Yeah, Pika doesn't have those items. He for some reason, doesn't have them. But Pika wishes he had them, right?
I once had them.
Yes. So
this is why you guys don't want to duel. You lose.
Oh, you lose stuff playing the big games? Ah, okay. So basically then to close up that question, probably just merchant stuff.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think of RuneScape's censor? Of course, certain words should be blocked, but words like crud are hardly offensive. Sometimes it appears as though the censor is a bit overactive in attempting to censor curse word evasions. Honestly, I think this would be solved if people would stop trying to get around the censor. And but that aside, what do you think about this whole issue? That's from Creo Threemo.
Well, Creo Threemo, I know some really offensive words that aren't censored on RuneScape. And I'd be happy to share them on here, but I can't.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to say any bad words. But there are words that can be said, but probably shouldn't be said. So, yes. They censor things that should not be censored, but... They censor things that should not be censored, but sometimes they manage to, miscensoring things that actually should be censored, so that's kind of strange, I think. I don't know, what do you think on this, Pika? They censor too much or too little, or what?
They censor everything that has meaning.
Okay.
RuneScape censors life.
So, I guess there's, I don't know, are we done with this one, or what do you think? Like, I just think it's too much in both directions. Not enough activity and too much activity in some cases, so... Anyways, I guess that's that. Second last question. As I know at least one of you has done Desert Treasure, both of us actually have, which set of magic do you tend to have your spellbook set to? That's from PFK99s. Yeah, we did it together when it came out. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was like the best time on RuneScape I've ever had, Shane.
Okay.
It was truly amazing.
Standard. I have my spells set to standard. What about you?
Yeah, same. Because I like the regular teleport spells.
Yeah, I need the regular teleports because I need to get around. And
yeah, because when I do clues and stuff, like I need to get to the regular towns.
Yeah, that's right. So if you don't, then you'll have to walk far. But anyways, so unless you're doing Barrows or something, you'd probably want to have your Ancient set. So, yes. That's the one we have it set to. And finally, our last question. What is your favorite skill to raise on RuneScape? This is from Brad.
Hit points.
Hit points?
Yeah, because it's easy.
Oh, okay, then.
All you have to do is fight.
Oh. Yeah, so then, why not the entire combat suite, then?
Combat.
Okay, sure. Combat, then. Combat, yeah. Okay. Oh, my, this is a tough one. It really depends if we're talking about buying or actually doing stuff. If we were actually doing stuff, I don't know, I'd probably... Woodcutting and fishing are okay, but I have much more important things to do right now than woodcut and fish. Like, I could woodcut and fish and cook all day, but I have some more important things that I want to do besides that. So, yes. I hope that's a good answer. Thank you, Brad. Brad, this is from Brad, who was on episode 36A yesterday. Okay, on to tech news.
There is an extremely critical Mac OS X 0-day exploit going around.
Okay.
And what is a 0-day, Shane?
A 0-day exploit is an exploit where that it just comes out and there's no chance for anybody to react to it.
The cause of the problem is that the operating system will automatically launch script shells. A user simply needs to visit a malicious website for this to happen. Starting to sound like Internet Explorer now. Ha ha ha. This is very serious as it requires no user interaction. There are instructions to a temporary solution. Simply run another browser instead of Safari. Only a problem in Safari, which most Mac users use. Think twice.
Yeah, think twice before you're thinking of buying a Mac now. Because with more and more people buying, they're just going to start having more and more problems. So
yes.
Really, it's time to think about your true options. Probably Linux would be the best bet nowadays, I think.
But then, as more people get Linux, there'll be more problems found with that.
But Linux is open source. So the community can fix them. There's no big monopoly behind Linux. Which is kind of good, I guess, because you don't like monopolies, do you?
Unless you own the monopoly.
Well, that's
but it matters. It matters if your monopoly is vertical integration or horizontal integration.
What do those mean?
Well, like, vertical integration is like... When you own, like, everything from start to end, and horizontal is just like where you own everything in that one industry.
Ah, okay.
What?
I got you.
Like vertical would be like Carnegie and Frick, like, back in the day, like, owning, like, basically owning everything in the steel and coal industry.
Uh-huh.
But horizontal would be just like Rockefeller owning the oil industry. Nothing else.
So then it's like, Microsoft or Bill Gates owning the largest desktop, that would be horizontal integration, Microsoft then, right?
Yeah, but okay. if he also owned, like, Dell, and everyone had a Dell computer with Microsoft on it, that'd be, like, horizontal right there also.
Okay, so...
I mean vertical.
Yeah, okay. This is all very confusing, but that's some economic talk.
It's not that confusing.
So, think twice before you buy a Mac.
Yes.
Does Pika know how to make websites?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, Google released something called Google Page Creator, which is an easy way for anybody to make a small website if you don't have HTML experience.
Cool.
So it'll be hosted on something like yourname.googlepages.com. I've had not much time to try this out, but it looks pretty neat from what I've seen of it. So... very easy. Pika, you should try it. You should try it. You do need a Google account to try it, so if you do not have a Google account or want a Gmail account, just let me know. But they were running on a tight user mode, so you may need to wait a bit to get your account, but they will open up eventually. It's a nice and clean interface. I highly recommend you go take a look at it. So... And we got the link to that. It's pages.google.com.
Google is going to take over the world.
Oh, yeah. They are, aren't they?
So go check it out.
Yes.
Google.
Google, Google, Google.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Google. It just works.
And guess who's not coming for dinner tonight?
Carnegie?
No, the PlayStation 3.
There's a third one?
Yep, PlayStation 3. Not going to arrive anytime before the fall season of this year, so go buy Xbox 360s. Reason is they were originally forecasting April. So, that's a big change. April to, like, November or something. That's a large change, so just thought we'd point this out. If you're waiting to buy a PS3, you might want to change your mind and reconsider and go buy something like a Xbox or something like that. So, yes. I don't know. It's bad. So, I think we're done tech news. You want to read this rant?
First off, I'll start by introducing myself. You can call me Player X, whatever. My name is not important.
Hang on. He had his real name in here, so I changed his name to X.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What is important, though, is the fact that I've been a loyal member of RuneScape since most even started playing, and I've reached a combat level where nobody is no longer red to me. Just light orange. Dun dun dun. Dramatic music plays. After many years of loyal service, I like the service part, I want to point out to everyone how horrible, in capitals, horrible, the Dragon Two-Hander is. It sounds like an investigative reporter saying. After paying 12 million... 12 million?
Whoa.
Oh my gothics, that's a lot. After paying 12 million in cash for it, and seeing the description on the website labeling as the legendary Dragon Two-Handed Sword, I thought that at least it would be one of the most powerful weapons in the game. Unfortunately, this is not true. Not true at all. 'Tis the exact opposite. Let's look at some facts and compare the Dragon Two-Hander to the Abbey Whip.
Okay.
Speed. Abyssal Whip is very fast. Dragon Two-Hand, ungodly slow. Note that every one hit a two-handle does, Abbey Whip does two.
Yeah.
So it's like a 2-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a regular two-handed thing,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Power. This is when he's like fully like on like potions. 33 for the Abyssal Whip. And for the Dragon Two-Handed Sword, it'd be 35s. Defense. Abbey Whip. Can wield Dragon Two-Hand. Can wield Shield. Dragon Two-Age. Can't wield Shield. Unfortunately, the list goes on and on. I don't see how. Anyways, the Dragon Two-Hander, when compared to other dragon weapons, is actually at the bottom of the ladder, so to speak. Ha ha ha. It's sad. I actually thought the melee skill was going to get another weapon that can be as useful as, say, the whip. Yes. One more time. Yes. Yes. In conclusion, yes, I do have a Dragon Two-Handed Sword. But I can say without any hesitation, that is one of the biggest failures of the 2006 thus far.
And will most likely keep its title under the new year. Wow.
Under the year, that is.
Yeah. So.
Under.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I can't really judge the sword right now, because I've never used one.
Well, think of the Rune Two-Hander. You remember when everybody used to use Rune Two-Handers?
Yeah,
in RuneScape 2?
I have one myself. Really cool.
They're rather slow. And compare that it only hits what? Let's see, what is it? When you're fully... Oh, yes, 35. So you only hit two more. Whereas the whip hit would hit 33, and you can do two whip hits in the time you do one 35. So, kind of... what's the point here? What's the point?
I don't know, is this part of the game?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe because of the special, damages 9 squares around it. So maybe that's a good reason. I don't know. Does this go in the what was Jagex smoking category?
What was Jagex smoking?
Yeah.
What was Jagex shooting into their veins at the time?
We won't go that far.
It's true. I am 200 million fletching experience. Yeah. And Jagex has stopped me from getting...
Whoa, we're on the next rant?
Yes.
One more closing thing on that. Only buy a Dragon Two-Hander if you like collecting new things that are insanely overpriced. Otherwise, wait and keep your whip.
Okay.
Next round.
It's true. It really is true, I'm sure. I am 200 million Fletch in experience, and Jagex has stopped me from getting any more. I have been 200 million Fletch in experience since January 1st, way before anyone, and I would appreciate some answers. Since January 1st, I have not been able to get any more experience. I have lots of time to Fletch. The person is ranked 2 Fletching is getting close to 200... the person who is ranked 2
Fletching... 2 is getting close to 200 million XP.
Okay, guys, remember, grammar.
This is a rant.
This is a rant even, but rants need grammar too.
Yes.
Okay, it says literally, the person is ranked 2 Fletching is getting close to 200 XP. Okay, that sentence is horrible. Anyways, will I be number 1 forever since I got the first, or is Jagex planning to change this rule? I would please like to have a Jagex mod answer my question, and I would like them all to tell me why they have limited me. Since 3 people will have 200 million experience, and I'm sure they will be very unhappy and disappointed. P.S. When I fletch, I still am able to fletch what I want, but I get no experience for.
Wow. Okay. Updated.
A Jagex mod told me I will be number 1 fletching forever unless there is an update where they decide to change the XP limit. Well, I think this is very unfair. Very, very unfair, that is.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Jagex mod to now tell me if it's possible to change it, or if they just don't want to. I like this comment by blank. I can't say the name, should I?
No.
Okay. But it has a lot of D's in it. That's a cool name anyways. This is actually unfair for several reasons. One, player X has worked his fingers to the bone fletching. Yeah, back in the day, they didn't have, like, the Fletch X thing, so I know how this guy feels.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, just to have his lead destroyed, his...
Lead.
Oh, lead.
Lead.
Lead. Lead, lead. It's all spelled the same. His lead destroyed because a limit that Jagex slaps on him. Why should he be limited for his success? Because he's a loser. Why would a... What about the poor Fletcher ranked number 2? He is now destined to be number 2 forever! Just because Jagex limits the experience. He can never pass player X. Well, if number 2 wanted to be number 1, then number 2 should have got number 1 before number 1 got number 1.
Okay, that makes sense.
Stupid losers. Anyways, where is the fun in fletching, or doing any other skill, if you can't show off your achievements? Because you should be a noble player and not have to show off your achievements like a stupid noob? If X gained another 100 million experience, no one would ever know because 200 million has become the limit. Who cares if he has 300 million? That's not the point. The more experience you have, that means the less life you live because you're addicted to a stupid game called RuneScape. Look, 300 million experience is like a curse. It's like saying, look at me, I have no life, so I spend my time getting 300 million experience in some stupid... skill.
Are you addicted to RuneScape, or what?
Not at all. I've played, like... how many hours this week so far? Like, 2 hours. Not that
much. Okay.
Honestly, Jagex has goofed up really bad... has goofed up really badly before, but overall, I usually agree with them. This is different. I see absolutely no reason to limit this player's hard work. It is simply pointless.
Yeah, this rant has a good point to it. I don't see the point in limiting somebody's experience. It just doesn't make sense.
I just want to see who this person is. I might say it.
Okay. So, basically then, if you're working on your fletching and don't expect to get number 1 or number 2 for quite a while, because those spots are going to be taken pretty soon. So,
okay,
yes.
Okay, guys. If you ever see a player named say he's a noob, no, but this guy clearly deserves to be called a noob because that rant was utterly ridiculous. The dreadful silence.
Yes.
Anyways. Okay, guys. On to Continuing this.
On to finishing up this show. Speaking of Google Pages, while Pika was reading those two rants, I created a Google page at shane1288.googlepages.com. We'll take a look there when it's done, when this show is posted. The Realm of Shane and Pika. Homepage of shane1288 and pika69.
Cool.
So, that just shows how easy it is to create a page using Google Pages. I'll post this link afterwards. So, yes. On to the last rant now.
My rant owes about the Fally update. Rusk's Pay is a game based on medieval times. And he spelled medieval wrong. The new update makes the sit look like it's from 500 BC. Anyone agree?
No.
Well, I'd say that in medieval times they had white block.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like after like 500 BC all the like white block suddenly disappeared off the face of the earth. Oh no, where'd all the white rocks go?
Oh.
Dude, they were there yesterday. Where'd they go?
Yeah, I don't. This rant is just one of the stupid rants on there.
This guy needs like a Dumbass of the Day award.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He must not like white or something. So,
dude, where'd all the white rocks go?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. So, it just shows you what kind of how some people don't like certain things happening. And
if he doesn't like it, he doesn't have to play.
Yeah, so, yes.
He can...
Enough of that. What have we been doing on RuneScape? Pika, go first.
I've gotten a lot of new clues, but no new clue rewards. I just got, like, runes and crap like that.
Ah, okay. So clue hunting, then?
Yeah, nothing new.
Okay, then. Me?
Yeah.
I have been... I did some fishing, some cooking, some Slayer. I got level 70 now. Some combat with Slayer, and I have combat 97 now.
Almost there.
Yeah, almost at 100. So that's what I've been doing. Kind of working good. So it's just Slayer takes a long, long time to raise. What's your Slayer level right now?
70.
Yeah. So as we can see, Slayer takes a while to raise. Definitely one of the harder ones to raise because you only get the experience that the monster has. So, yeah, that's what we've been up to. Are we, so Slayer, cooking, fishing. So are we done now?
Okay, so anyways, like I got the second half of,
okay,
of,
I guess not.
System of a Down's Mesmerize and Hypnotize albums. And it's so cool because like the albums like actually connect to each other.
What do you mean?
Well, like, the cases, like, connect.
Oh.
It's really cool. I suggest you buy this music, because this music is, like, amazing.
And what's the CD called?
Hypnotize and Mesmerize by System of a Down.
Ah, okay. Well, you can go buy it at your local store, then.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yes. Or download it on iTunes.
Yes, legally. For this music. Yes. This is the only music I would actually pay for. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so... I guess there you have it, episode 36 for the week of February 19th, 2006.
February 19th?
Yeah, the week of.
Oh, dude, that was my birthday.
Yeah, February 19th. Sweet. Did you do anything?
I had to work that day.
Ah.
But I got 3 cakes.
Wow.
Or 4 cakes.
From who?
Well, first I got a cake at work. Yeah, they give cakes to people when it's their birthday. It's pretty good, too. It's like super chocolate cake.
Ah.
Then my girlfriend made me the strawberry cake. It was like the best cake I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all fluffy. And she made it herself, too.
Wow.
So it had like extra love and care in it.
Oh, that's pretty
and then my
good.
Yeah, then my parents made me one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like chocolatey, like the one I got at work. So it's 3 cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom came home with the cake the next day.
Wow.
It was a carrot cake. It tastes like crap, but...
Oh, really? I like carrot cake.
You're weird.
And carrot muffins.
See you later, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.
face is a carrot muffin.
Mine?
Shane, that was a bad time to say something when I was drinking, man. That is not a good comeback to say whenever somebody insults you like that. What, mine?
Then what were you drinking?
I was drinking soda out of my cup.
Well, whose face is a carrot face, then?
Carrot muffin.
So whose face is that?
Your face is a carrot.
Okay, well...